Into ball to Lara. He laps that ball down to fine leg. That's 400. The little Trinidad and Tobago master takes off the helmet, raises the bat, as he's done so many times in this innings. 584 balls, 43 fours, 4 sixes, and 1 5 for good measure in that total of 400. His feat today will be immortalized in the pan music of Trinidad and Tobago, the calypso of the Eastern Caribbean, and the reggae music of Jamaica. Brian Lara rewriting the history books yet again. So, the 400 for Brian Lara, 788 minutes, 584 balls, 43 fours, 4 sixes, and 1 5.
He has got his crown back within 10 test matches of losing it. Now that is an extraordinary feat in itself. You know, I don't know where you quite do put this in terms of all sport. I don't know. I mean, perhaps you can't.
Well, it's up there with everything.
Well, it has to be, doesn't it? And it's not, it's one of those things we talked about earlier where you overcome adversity to do something. This is just pure skill, pure genius, someone at the absolute top of his game. And you simply, as a cricketer, as a batsman, could not do any more than he has done.
Well, I know for one, when I ended the first day, that the pitch was there for any batsman that wanted to apply themselves. I knew that the most important time for the opposition bowling would be the new ball. I've wetted two of those, or three of those, and I think if I batted time, you know, I would get a decent score. You know, I think to say I thought about it, I would say, you know, maybe when I passed the double century and I realized there was a lot more time, you know, in this game, the match was still very fresh, and you know, yes, we want to have a win, but you know, the rate we were scoring at and the rate myself was scoring at, I think it was always possible.
And Lara eclipsed the record held for just 6 months by Australia's Matthew Hayden, who scored 380 in Perth against Zimbabwe last October. We can hear from both men. First, Lara on Hayden.
He did call. I did speak to him, and he was listening. And he's very happy for me and my family and my teammates. And he enjoyed the period of time that he held the record, and I'm sure that he's still capable, along with a host of other cricketers in the world, of breaking it. I think it's going to be broken one day, and I really do appreciate the fact that he took time out to call.
His status within the game has been recognised for a long period of time. An incredibly successful player over almost a decade. Now, I'd be lying to say that I wasn't a little bit disappointed. I'd just like to wish him certainly all the best. And congratulate him on a fantastic achievement. I really feel proud to know that he's conquered me with such an awesome performance.